In today's episode, Vance asks, what am I most excited about when it comes to artificial intelligence and healthcare? I'm sitting at the Health Further conference today, about to do a talk on AI and where healthcare is going with it. There's a few different areas. I gave one answer on Instagram yesterday, but healthcare needs the three benefits of AI, which are acceleration, faster results, accuracy, better results, and automation, getting stuff out of the way. And when it comes to getting faster results, certainly, obviously, the computational power of AI gets things like diagnoses done faster. The famous story of IBM Watson doing a cancer diagnosis and a genome sequence analysis in 11 minutes is a really good example of that. The accuracy, of course, no surprise there. As technology continues to improve, the accuracy of the results we get out will be better. And then the alleviation. I think this is probably one of the areas where there's a tremendous amount of paperwork, both regulatory and just in general for the running of healthcare, the business of healthcare, that can definitely be automated. Everything from updating EHRs and EMRs to filing and detecting insurance fraud even. And if we alleviate a lot of the automation on the payer, we eliminate the paperwork on the provider, we eliminate some of the patient paperwork and processes, I think that will free up more time for the patient to get the kind of services that they want. Remember that artificial intelligence is not going to replace humans, certainly not in healthcare. I can't think of very many people who would eagerly submit to a machine doing all the poking and prodding rather than a human doctor without at least a human presence there to reassure them that, yes, this is perfectly okay, and yes, that's where that machine's supposed to be poking. And so those attributes that people are really good at, empathy, judgment, broad life experience, and that human-to-human relationship building, that's where I would like to see healthcare invest more time by taking away the administration, the processes, the paperwork, or at least significantly reducing it. So that's on the very near-term future of where AI will have an impact in healthcare. A bit further down the road, although obviously there's a lot of development happening right now, computational chemistry is an area that is fascinating because what we're doing as a society in computational chemistry is attempting to simulate the actions of individual molecules and atoms so that we can do things like, for example, drug testing to find candidates for drugs against complex conditions. Simulating the millions or billions or trillions of atoms and molecules inside, say, the human body is a massive feat. And being able to apply things like machine learning and deep learning to these problems will let us narrow down drug candidates faster, will let us do much more extensive and rigorous testing. There are even ethical reasons you'd want to do this. If you could avoid animal and human testing except as a final proof that the chemistry works, you could significantly reduce the amount of testing that you need to do, and that would save time, save money, and reduce the ethical concerns of drug testing. Some examples of this that we're seeing it is in spot plate testing. So if you've ever seen a spot plate in chemistry class, it's like a little square dish. It's got these little round indentations through it, and you put in all of your test materials and your controls, and then you put in your variations of drugs, and then you look at it and go, what changed? And spot plate testing is a time-proven practice in chemistry, but it is not really scalable because a human being could not look at, for example, a spot plate the size of a football field, right? That's just, even if it was millions and millions of different combinations of a test, there's no way for us to realistically parse all that. But a machine can. A machine can use a camera or a whole bunch of cameras and gather a million images or 2 million images, different frequencies of light and stuff like that, and then apply unsupervised learning to say, okay, what of all these test variations, which ones are different, How do they cluster together, and what do those tell us? What kind of information does that tell us about, you know, that particular combination of tests? There's a tremendous opportunity there for basic unsupervised learning to drastically improve spot play testing. But the real goods will be in computational chemistry, particularly once the technology matures, once we are into sort of the triple digit qubits, and we can simulate molecules and atoms at a much larger scale with quantum computing, then you're going to really see our ability to do computational chemistry take off. Because right now, the fastest, biggest computers in the world would still struggle to accurately simulate all of the crazy conditions inside the human body. Right? Just taking one aspirin can drastically change your blood chemistry. And our machines obviously struggle to deal with a situation like that, to accurately model what's happening. Your blood chemistry changes minute to minute, hour to hour every day. But a quantum machine that can do trillions or quadrillions or quintillions of simultaneous calculations, that could do it. That could accurately simulate all of the variances inside of a human body. And then we would be able to do things like drug testing, surgical testing, all sorts of modalities to see what actually gets the result we want, and do it at massive scale and very, very quickly. So there's sort of three frontiers with AI in healthcare. There is the commercially available technology that is in market right now that should be being used at all levels of healthcare so that we can get those core benefits, acceleration, accuracy, and automation. There's the near term with deep learning and computational chemistry and other forms of diagnosis as well, where deep learning can be used to find and extrapolate patterns. And then there's that far frontier where quantum plus machine learning plus true computational chemistry simulations could potentially within, you know, the next 20, 30, 40 years be solving our most difficult challenges. We will get to a point as a society, assuming we don't blow ourselves up, where we'll solve most of the major medical problems. And so then we need to have, obviously, a very long conversation about, well, do we restrict things like birth rate when people will live for a couple hundred years? But that's not for quite some time. But in the near term, cures to more cancers will certainly be up for grabs. Cures for all sorts of conditions where we are looking to alleviate, mitigate, or eliminate killer conditions today are on the table, and really the only thing that will be killing us as a species will be things like accidents, our own carelessness, drug overdoses, and such, because the preventable diseases will have been prevented. So that's what's got me excited about AI in healthcare. There's tremendous opportunity. The science is moving very, very quickly. Companies are embracing the technologies. So as a whole, I feel that we are in a really good place and moving quickly to an even better place. And I think that benefits us all. As always, great question. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel and the newsletter, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care. If you want help with your company's data and analytics, visit BrainTrustInsights.com today and let us know how we can help you.